On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Nicola Everett.
A Brexit deal is essentially impossible, according to a Downing Street source after a call between the PM and Angela Merkel. Number 10 says the German Chancellor made clear an agreement wouldn't be possible unless Northern Ireland stays in a customs union. As the talks collapse, EU Council President Donald Tusk's accused Boris Johnson of playing a stupid blame game. MP Anna Sawbury quit the Conservatives over Brexit for the new independent group for change.
This is the government of our country behaving like a bunch of political thugs, threatening our closest allies, people who in the past we had been in terrible wars with. But now through the European Union, we've enjoyed peace for decades.
KMFM News.
Hundreds of climate protesters attempting to restrict traffic around central London have been ordered to move or face arrest. It's the second day of Extinction Rebellion's two-week campaign.
We're going to get the public on side. Extinction Rebellion started 1 year ago. Sorry, that's one of the protesters getting carried off just now.
Police are trying to avoid further disruption around the capital and want demonstrators relocated to Trafalgar Square. More than 300 people have been arrested so far. A man accused of murdering a homeless man in Dover has appeared in court, but a mix-up meant a woman who's also been charged didn't. A judge was told she was taken to Maidstone Crown Court yesterday by mistake and spent the day in the cells. 55-year-old Piotr Lachetta was found in a graveyard last week. Both defendants are due to enter pleas in November. Four men have been arrested after a migrant woman died while trying to cross the English Channel. She fell into the water 25 miles off the coast of Ramsgate in August. Her body was later found in Dutch waters. One of the men questioned was in the boat with her. He's now been released under investigation, while three others are being held in France.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A University of Kent professor who's left his position at the Home Office's Drug Advisory Panel has told KMFM it's no longer independent.
Recently, ministers have been looking for information on applicants' views, not on just on drug policy, but on Brexit and on the Windrush scandal. And some people have been excluded on the basis not of their expertise, but on the basis of whether or not they agree with government policy.
Alex Stevens, who's an expert in criminal justice, says political interference has been undermining their work, and that's why he's quit. Earlier this year, the director of drugs charity Release, Neve Eastwood, was stopped from joining the panel after posting tweets criticising the government. We've tweeted a link to our full chat with Professor Stevens via at KMFM News. A head teacher who's been in charge of a private school in Ashford for the past 15 years has stepped down suddenly. Penny Willits is said to have made the difficult decision to leave Ashford Prep School in Greatchard in what's been described as a mutual agreement between herself and management. Two deputy heads have been put in charge until a replacement is found. Now, the first zebra crossing of its kind in Kent has been unveiled and it's rainbow coloured. It's hoped the pedestrian crossing at Maidstone Hospital will act as a symbol to patients, staff and families who identify as LGBT+, and show that the hospital is an inclusive place to work and be treated. Alex Beardmore works in the radiotherapy department there and is a member of the LGBT network.
A lot of people might turn around and say, why do you still need to do that? You know, everybody feels that they are accepting, but there's always a little thing somewhere, and there's always a little bit of kind of repressed homophobia within the society, and you just need to look around to see it, because it never quite goes away, it just kind of goes underneath. So the more that it becomes accepted part of society, the more you need to speak out about it as well, and to make sure that everybody is moving along with the rest of us.
And you can see our video report on that story at kentonline.co.uk. And a restaurant in Broadstairs has been given its first Michelin star. Stark in Oscar Road has received the prestigious honour. The Compass Inn in Crundale, Fordwich Arms near Canterbury and the Sportsman in Seasalter have all retained their stars, but the West House in Bidenden have lost theirs.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Gillingham are taking a break from League One tonight as they travel to take on Ipswich Town in the EFL Trophy. The Gills lost 3-2 at home to Colchester in their opening group match of the competition, while tonight's opponents won their first game against Tottenham under-21s. Gills boss Steve Evans says he's focusing more on the league.
One or two of the kids will play. We'll change it completely up. We're not as fortunate as going down to Ipswich. They'll be as fortunate to make 10 or 11 changes, and we'll be looking even internationals. We've got a first-team squad here of 20. I'd love to have 23-24.
Kickoff's at 7:45 and Andy Murray will return to Grand Slam tennis action at the Australian Open next year. The former world number one was knocked out in the first round at the event in January and then had to undergo career-saving hip surgery. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.